News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A new report from DCU and Irish Life shows over a third of 16-year-olds don't meet the minimum fitness level required for a healthy heart. Joining us is Niall Moyna, Professor of Health and Human Performance at DCU, who oversaw the research study. Niall, this is really shocking stuff. What did you find out?
Yeah, it's pretty alarming. Well, look, the Irish Life Health Schools Fitness Challenge has been going now for 6 years. And what we do each year, we get a large number. We've done about 170,000 kids to date. And what we do is we come in, we assess their fitness, and then each school designs a six-week intervention and we see how much they can improve. And basically what we see at baseline is that, you know, roughly around 20% of girls meet the minimum fitness requirements for heart health. Now, the fitness requirement for girls is slightly smaller than boys. So they do this shuttle run test where they have to run back and forward in a hall and it gets progressively faster. And girls only have to do 15, whereas boys have to do 32 to meet the minimum requirements.
So how many meet the minimum requirements?
How many of them
meet that requirement? 1 in 5?
Well, in boys, last year showed us that 2 in 10 boys in first year, and by the time they get to fourth year, it's 4 in 10.
Don't meet it. And how many girls?
In girls, it goes from 1 in 10 to 2 in 10. Now, the fitness levels are much lower in girls. I actually believe the standards are too low. We hope to do a fitness study, or a study ourselves, to actually come up with standards that are appropriate for Ireland. But the bottom line is that our kids are not physically active enough and they have low levels of fitness.
And is this down to sedentary lifestyles? Is this down to sitting in front of Xboxes and screens and all that? Or is that too simple?
Well, I mean, there are lots of reasons, and I don't think Ireland is any different to any other industrialised country. But it probably, in the last 25 years, with the technological and digital revolutions, have really, for the most part, engineered activity out of our lives. And it's screen time now. And when kids are using screens, they tend to be sitting. And most kids now have TVs at home in their bedroom. They have computers and their phones. And because of that, there's a dichotomy here in that not alone are they decreasing their levels of activity, not even standing, they're sitting most of the time. And we know that sitting, even if you're a kid and you don't get, say, 50 minutes a day of moderate to vigorous, that's a brisk walk, 50 minutes a day, your risk for heart disease is the same as someone who's overweight or diabetes. So the important thing here is that exercise is medicine. There isn't an organ system in the body that exercise does not favourably influence, whether it's the heart, the spleen, the lungs. So think about it, it's your medication every day. And for the most part, it's not taught to our kids about the importance of being physically active. And one of the issues we have with school when it comes to the PE curriculum is that it's very, very, in the past it was very, very sport orientated. There are lots of people in school, particularly young girls at the age of 13, who tend to drop out of sport. We have to find ways for them to be physically active, whether it's going for a 10-minute walk in school or going for a 15-minute walk. We have to inculcate those behaviours, because what they do at 15 is probably what they're going to do when they're 30.
Sure, sure. It's a strange one, because we have this greater obsession with the body beautiful. We've got 16-year-olds going to gyms. Like when I was 16, nobody went to a gym. So like there are some kids who are, you know, much more interested in fitness and weightlifting and all that kind of stuff. And then it seems you have a big chunk who are doing nothing. Is that it now?
That's probably it. There are a small group, and they're very small. You know, they're probably less than 20% of teenagers who really take it serious and really do the weights and they do the aerobics and they're really into fitness and health. And the important thing is, at that age, think about it as a bank account. When you get to 30 years of age, we're genetically programmed to age. So when you get to 30, you want to deposit as much as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And the problem is, we have kids now who will reach 30 years of age who will probably have the fitness level of 50-year-olds. So, and they don't realise it now, or we don't realise now, is that what we do now will have a tremendous influence on the quality of our life later. And we will all become frail. But do we want to become frail when we're 80, or do we want to become frail when we're 60?
Yeah.
And what we do now has a tremendous impact on that.
Okay, so what do we need to do? I mean, the survey results speak for themselves. What do we need to do?
Well, it's amazing. The schools, the fitness challenge itself shows that on average there's an 8 to 10% improvement in 6 weeks. That is simply phenomenal.
If you that get short a time.
And that's and the kids who benefit the most are those who are the least fit and most inactive. And we know that because if you're inactive, you get big bang for your buck
yeah.
if you do any form of activity. And that was the whole idea of the challenge. So even 6 weeks of activity, of regular activity, is a 10% improvement.
And such that when you say regular activity, because there'll be parents listening today saying, I can't get my fella off the screen. What should they be getting them to do?
Going out for a 25, 30 minute walk.
Yeah.
Something that simple. Go for a cycle. If you're not, if you don't really particularly like team sports, find an activity that you enjoy. And the important message here is, you know, we have these minimum guidelines that children get 50 minutes a day. I would like a kid to get any form of activity, even if it's 20 minutes a day, that a child or a teenager thinks, look, I'm going to get my 15, 20, 30 minutes in today, and everything above that is a bonus.
Okay, great stuff. Niall Moynagh, Professor of Health and Human Performance at DCU. Thanks indeed for coming in to us this morning. Back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman.